Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, what are some of the tactics that businesses use to get customers to spend?
Well, I think just going backwards a little bit, one of the things that we know is that economists, for example, think that we're rational consumers. You know, we base our decisions on an evaluation of our needs, of the product, et cetera, to get the best outcome. But we're not. We're really emotional, whether it's that T-shirt, whether it's that handful of milk. You know, we base our decisions on our emotions rather than being rational. We buy emotionally, but we justify our decisions with rationality afterwards. And stores know that. So what they do is that they use our consumer psychology as strategies to get us to buy things. So, you know, you mentioned sales. One of the great things about sales that we have, you know, is limited time. You know, one day only sale, like Black Friday or Cyber Monday. You know, you can only get the deals on that one day. And we suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out. Things are on sale. We think they're rare. We think they're scarce. So they place an artificial time constraint on us, like a one day sale.
Absolutely. It's just that feeling of panic, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, the other thing is we want to win. We want to be victorious. You know, we want to beat all the others in the crowd to buy what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how does the store's layout contribute to the retailer's marketing techniques?
Oh, look, everything, you know, this is, you know, people study this. It's a science. You know, everything from colour to lighting to music, signage, the traffic plan, they all work together because shopping really has become an experience. If you think about what's happening at the moment, we've just had, I think, a lot of major shopping centres have been open for like 24 to 48 hours, you know, never closing. It's an experience. And one of the things is I'm going to couch this in terms of culture because Western culture, you know, has different signs compared to, say, Eastern culture, even when we think of colour. You know, we've got the colour red in Western culture that signifies things like love, passion, anger, danger. But in some Eastern cultures, red signifies prosperity and success. So I'm couching it in things like that. But, you know, think about, you know, when you go into, you know, things like a supermarket. You know, often there's a lot of white because it's about, you know, cleanliness, purity. If you think about going into a clothing store, depending who the target market is, so if, you know, look, I'm 50, if the clothes, you know, if I'm the target market for the clothes, the music is going to be quite different to someone, you know, aged, you know, 20 to 30. You know, the music for a younger person's store might be louder with a certain beat, with a certain tempo. And that has a twofold effect. It actually attracts the people they want into the store, but it also repels people, old people like me, you know. You know, other things like where they place products. So you place your high profit item in very high traffic areas. You place high demand products in low traffic areas. You mentioned milk before. Where did they put milk in supermarkets?
In the freezer.
In the freezer. Where's that?
It's like the back of the store usually.
At the back of the store.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the thing is, they want you to walk through the store to get what, you know, is usually in high demand. If you think about things like milk and bread, they're up the back of the store.
Mm.
They want us to walk through the rest of the store because psychologically, they know we'll buy things on impulse, you know, that we're not planning on buying.
Absolutely. Now, is there a way we can avoid overspending as consumers?
I'm going to be a little bit kitsch and sit there and go, well, at this time of year, it's about making a list and checking it twice. You know,
the classic Santa tactic.
Exactly. Santa has it all down pat. You know, it really is about, you know, and I'm saying this hand on heart with the fact that I'm terrible at it. I'm awful at it. I never stick to budgets. I always buy on impulse. I know that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, we have a wealth of information available to us online. Do your research. Do your research on prices. Do your research on alternatives. You know, do your research on delivery. You know, some of the biggest retail outlets we have in Australia, for example, are things like Amazon or ASOS or Etsy or eBay or Kogan. You know, these are all places where, you know, you can often get things a little bit cheaper because they don't have a lease on a brick and mortar store to pay for. So often they can have lower prices. But things you need to check are things like delivery charges, currency conversion if you're not on an Australian site and things like that. But make a list, stick to it. You know, you've done the work, you've evaluated your alternative, you've weighed up your options. You know what's available. Now follow through if you can. You know, as I said, I can't. You know, so...
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. It's been great having you on the show.
Beautiful having you. And look, thank you. And because it's Christmas Eve today, I want to wish you and all the listeners a safe, relaxing and Merry Christmas and New Year. You know, think about things before you buy them. Be conscious of your actions. And I look forward to speaking to you again.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, Ruby.